Food Heals Nation, what have you been doing lately when it comes to truly caring for your skin? Have you tried any of the light therapy facials or the LED masks? I've shared on this show how I use lasers to completely remove my brown spots in the past, and I love anything that can help me with wrinkles or blemishes or redness or scars. I find a lot of great products on YouTube that I test out, and I've just discovered a new brand. It's called Lima. And when you see the before and afters on YouTube, you're going to be a convert too. They are changing the way that you care for your skin on actually a profoundly scientific level. This is the Lima laser. It's the world's most powerful clinic-grade cosmetic laser device and the only laser FDA cleared for at-home use. Why this is important is because I was spending, I'm not going to tell you how much, way too much money years ago when I was getting rid of those brown spots, when I was really healing my skin. And now this same type of technology is available at home, and I'm here for it. I am so excited. So this is a near infrared laser light that penetrates deep into the dermis, simultaneously working on your fat, muscle, and bone to give you like a non-surgical facelift. It transforms your skin. It helps skin issues like wrinkles, sagging, blemishes, pigmentation, redness, breakouts, and scars. And it does this with zero damage, zero pain, and zero downtime. And I remember the lasers that I used to do, they did have some downtime, so this is great. Make sure to check out some of the before and after photos on the website so you can see what I'm talking about. They have YouTube videos too. But the reason it's groundbreaking is it uses that near-infrared low-level light technology, which is completely cold and painless, and it's 100 times more powerful than an LED. And the craziest part is you can even use it with a full face of makeup. So check it out for yourself. Visit lima.life. L is for live, Y is for younger, M is for masterful, A is for approved, and learn more about the Lima laser. If you're interested in trying one today, you can sign up for their newsletter. Tell them that Food Heals sent you, and please let me know if you order one. I want to hear about your results. Again, it's lima.life, L-Y-M-A.life.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
You're listening to the Food Heals Podcast.
Warning, side effects of this podcast may include increased health and vitality, thoughts of living longer, developing a more positive outlook on life, an increase in sexual activity, feelings of joy, cravings for kale and quinoa, and a spike in Tinder matches. In rare cases, people have experienced a strong desire to put down the Ben & Jerry's, get off the couch, and take a walk outside. If you experience any of these symptoms, tell your Facebook friends immediately.
All right, welcome Food Heals Nation. Thanks for joining me. I'm Allison Melody. Diabetes, autoimmune disease, cancer, digestion, thyroid issues, and hormone imbalances are just a few of the conditions that today's guest treats with whole foods. Risa Grew is a functional nutritionist and certified autoimmune coach who works with professional athletes, adults, and kids, and was even featured on The Biggest Loser Season 4. Risa firmly believes that the body can heal itself with whole foods that we obtain from the earth, and she sees living proof of that in her office every single day. She looks at root causes using functional nutrition guidelines, blood and stool tests, and Risa says that weight loss is a side effect of wellness. Let's dive right in. Roll it, Roxy.
The Food Heals Podcast starts now.
She is a functional nutritionist and certified autoimmune coach in private practice in Newport Beach, California. Please welcome Risa Grew to the show. Welcome, Risa.
Thank you, Allie. So great to be here.
I'm so happy to have you because you have a really unique approach to treating autoimmune disease, and that is very close to my heart because my mother suffered from MS most of her life, her entire adult life since the day I was born until the day she passed away. So I've seen what it could do to people, especially when they're not offered root cause medicine or any natural approaches. So I really want to dig deep into that. But first, would you take us back and tell us about your story? Why did you get started? Why are you passionate about helping people with things like autoimmune and thyroid and detoxing and all that good stuff?
Yeah, well, I grew up with a very, very skewed relationship with food and diets. And everybody in my family and all the women in my family were always on a diet. They're trying to lose that 5 to 10 pounds perpetually my whole life. And, you know, I remember them talking about the good foods and the bad foods. So I'm thinking, I don't understand those bad foods that you talk about. Those taste pretty good to me. So I had this really bad relationship with food growing up. And so I became very interested in food and nutrition at a very young age. And then it wasn't until I grew up and got married and had a baby, my first baby. Right the minute we tried, we were very successful and got pregnant and, no problem, easy pregnancy, everything was great. And then we tried to have the second baby and it was not quite so easy. So I tried and tried and tried for years. And then I had a couple of miscarriages along the way. And then I finally said, I'm going to a fertility specialist. And so the fertility specialist did some labs and discovered that my thyroid was an underachiever. Handed me a script and said, here you go. You're going to take this. It'll fix your thyroid. And I said, well, how long do I take it for? And he said, every day. I said, no. For how long do I take it for?
Right.
And he said, for the rest of your life. And that is when it started for me. I walked out of that office and I thought in the car, how is it that they're giving me something synthetic to produce something that my body should be producing? And why are they not asking why? Why is it broken? Why aren't we helping to fix it? What is causing this to not be functioning optimally? And we're just going to take this medication forever and not get to why? It just didn't make sense to me. You know, it's like having a plumbing leak in your house and just, you know, let's just buy a new house.
Right. Like, it's like when people have high blood pressure, it's not because they have a Lipitor deficiency, right?
Exactly.
But that's how doctors treat it.
Exactly. Yeah. The cholesterol. It's just very sad. There's root reasons to everything, right? There's root causes. So I spend all my time with everybody I work with finding those root causes and just chipping away at them one by one.
So when you left the doctor's office and you had all these questions, what was next? How did you go on this journey? Because I know for a lot of people, it's hard to find the right answers or hard to find the right people who can show you the right way.
Correct. This was a long time ago, so there was not as much research available on the internet at that time. But I hit the pavement and I talked to everybody and I read every book and I did as much research as I possibly could. I went to acupuncturists. I went to herbalists. I went to, you name it, I did it. I did every detox, I did every cleanse, I did every diet. And I seemed to be managing my thyroid okay until my second baby was born. And after that, I just started not feeling great. And then my symptoms came and I went and did my blood draw and found out that I had Hashimoto's. So my hypothyroid turned into a autoimmune disease where I was attacking my thyroid gland. And the medication and whatever I was doing was not really reversing it. So I then did an extreme deep dive on why is it that my thyroid is, why do I have autoimmune disease? And I couldn't find a list at all, anywhere, of what root causes are for autoimmune disease. So I spent years, probably about 10 years, and I created my own. It's in my book, Food Frame, of all the root causes. You know, a third of it is genetic. So if you have anyone in your immediate family with an autoimmune disease, you have a higher likelihood. It doesn't mean you're going to get it, but you have a higher likelihood. And then the other big portion is leaky gut, which most people I find have. And we only have one layer of epithelial cells that protect our intestinal lining. So it's very fragile. So things like bread, sugar, dairy, and alcohol, stress, medications, drugs, toxins are a big one. These things can start poking holes in that intestinal lining. And then these things go through the intestinal lining and they come in the back door and the body says, who are you? You're the enemy. and it starts to create antibodies, because that's what we do when we think we're in an under attack. And those antibodies will find they'll cause inflammation, they'll cause some food sensitivities as well. And then they'll find a gland, a tissue, or an organ typically to park itself and create an autoimmune disease. So I started to unpack that, and I went through the list. You know, vitamin D deficiency is another root cause. MTHFR, a gene mutation I test everybody for. That methylation process is really important. So the MTHFR is another root cause. Viruses can be a root cause. Pathogens in the gut can be, and you know, a poor diet, too much alcohol, processed foods, not enough sleep. A very stressful event can stimulate pregnancy. Oftentimes, it's so much change in the body that can stimulate an autoimmune disease.
And so here you are, and you found this, and you're like, okay, I've got the root cause. And it is always a combination of things. Like, we know that these things are multifactorial. And so how did you go about healing your Hashimoto's?
So when I was doing that deep dive, I decided I was going to change my diet entirely. And I immediately went gluten-free. Oh, mm-hmm. And I forgot to talk about heavy metals. That's another root cause. And I did heavy metal testing, and I had just an enormous amount of mercury. I had grown up basically eating tuna fish my entire life, every day for lunch, and all that mercury was not helping my body. So I did chelation for about a year, and
I've done it.
Yeah, so you know, it just takes a long time to get out of your system. And I went through that list, and I just started, you know, I had an active Epstein-Barr virus. So I went through that and deactivated that. I changed my lifestyle. Instead of my major workouts that were hardcore cardio, I started to only spin a couple times a week. And then I did more low impact workouts, walking and yoga, things like that. I really focused on my sleep, watched my alcohol intake, and I detoxed, got my heavy metals out, did a stool test. And in my case, I saw that there was a salivary bacteria, though I was kind of loaded with bacteria when I did my stool test. And then I knew that my heart and my teeth were connected. And at that time, I did a Boston Heart Lab, and my chances of cardiovascular risk were really high. And I thought, what? How could that be? I take such good care of myself. I eat great. I work out. And what was causing this increase in risk? So I took my stool test, and I went and found the most amazing biological dentist. And I gave it to her when I got there. And she said, oh, this is a salivary bacteria. And 2 minutes later, I was under the CAT scan, having an MRI, and they found that I had an abscess that was growing around a root that had been left there when I had my wisdom teeth extracted 23 years prior to that.
Wow. Okay.
I felt no pain. I had no symptoms. You couldn't feel it. You couldn't see it. There was absolutely no indication that anything was there, except this test. And so I went and had a surgery. They went into my jaw, took out this root. There happened to have been a piece of metal that was left in there from when they were in there 23 years prior. They took all that out. Wow. And I did a lot of probiotics in my mouth. And next thing you knew, all my numbers started to normalize. My blood sugars came down. My thyroid started to stabilize. And next thing you knew, my labs were pretty good. To this day, my thyroid is really in great shape, and I was able to reverse my Hashimoto's.
That's an amazing story. And I do have some questions, because I would love to dive into this a little bit more about the relationship between the teeth, the mouth, and the rest of the body, because I think it's not a topic we talk about a lot. But both of my parents had metal mouths. Mm. They lived during the time where their mouths were full of mercury, like It's so bad. And then mine were too when I was very young. And so after they both passed away, my mother and father both died of cancer. Both my mom had very, very severe multiple sclerosis. And my dad had all the things before cancer, you know, all the high blood pressure and everything you get diagnosed with after 50 when you don't take care of yourself. And they both had metal mouths. And so I went and got all of the mercury fillings removed from my mouth in my 20s so that I didn't have those heavy metals. But just like you said, I went to the functional medicine doctor and I also still had heavy metals in my body. And we know that those are very hard to get out. So I had to do the chelation as well. But I think your story is so fascinating because we don't talk a lot about the relationship between the teeth and the rest of the body. So can you go dig into that a little bit deeper? So that was a solution for you. And how have you seen that in other people where they haven't made the connection that maybe there's something in their mouth or their teeth that is affecting them more than we, even dentists, aren't telling us about?
Yeah, it really is a stone that hasn't really been turned yet. And I'm hoping that we're progressing more in that. And I do see more biological dentists. When I Google them, there appear more than there used to be. So
yes,
it is definitely a conversation we're having. And you think about the chemicals and the fluoride that we did. And I remember when my kids were little and they wanted me to give my kids fluoride tablets. I said, I'm so sorry, but I'm not going to do that. And the dentist looked at me like, are you just a neglectful mother? And so I gave her some research and I talked to her about xylitol at the time. And it actually, I went in there a couple of years later and there was, I noticed some xylitol products there. And she came to me, I think she emailed me many years later and said, thank you for informing me. I don't recommend the fluoride tablets anymore with children. So,
wow.
Yeah, that was a really big shift. And it's funny because I had a patient who I saw many, many years ago who was a dentist locally in the Newport Beach area. And he was great. And he came in to lose weight and feel better and all that. And we took care of all that. But through the course of the time I was working with him, I started talking to him about ozone and how important ozone is for killing bacteria in the teeth. So when I get my teeth cleaned, I always have it cleaned with ozone. And because it just, it helps. I do some ozonated water sometimes too. And it really is good for dental hygiene and bacteria. I also do some oil pulling. My kids do that fairly frequently as well. It's just really good for oral hygiene. So I get a call from that dentist a couple of years ago, actually, who said, you've really changed my life and my impact on my patients. And he started using ozone. And he's now actually in the final stages of developing a toothpaste that I've been helping him with a bit, which is with no chemicals and no dyes and really clean toothpaste. With hydroxyapatite, which is what our teeth are made of. So it's helpful for strengthening teeth health. And I just love that people can have such an impact. I'm sure you, Allie, have this impact on others to keep searching and to keep finding what works for them. And that we can do things naturally. There's natural remedies before we fall back onto medication.
Yeah, I mean, that's my whole mission, is to help people naturally as much as possible. And when that toothpaste is ready, y'all come back on the show because we want to promote it and we want to talk about it and why the ingredients are so important. Like, I would never let a commercial toothpaste touch my mouth, right? And there's so many reasons, not just the fluoride, but it's like, that's why you have to be so careful. And so that's why I appreciate people like you and this dentist that are out there, you know, showing people what can be done. And I know, like, for some other things that you've done with your nutrition is that you made your children's baby food from scratch. Mm-hmm. And that is something too. Like, there's so many fake baby, I mean, not fake, but you know, a very processed, thank you for the word, formulas and all of these things. So we're starting our kids at such a young age with this fluoride and this baby food and all of these unhealthy things. So we're setting them up for chronic disease. We're setting them up for autoimmune conditions. And we don't even know that we're doing it. Like, my parents had no idea that any part of their lifestyle was contributing to their MS or to any of their problems, because the doctors weren't, no one was talking about it.
Exactly.
No one. And now we are, thank goodness. But and that's why I'm grateful to talk to people like you. But yeah, talk to me more about what you do. We know that you have your practice in Newport Beach, but you can also do Zoom because right now you're in New York and you can practice with people that way. Thank God for telemedicine. Mm-hmm. But yeah, talk to me about what you do and how you help people.
Yeah, so I work with people all over the country, and I work with professional athletes and, you know, kids with anxiety or digestive issues or you name it, I work with it. I do a lot of gut stuff, a lot of blood sugar dysregulation, autoimmune, as you mentioned, skin issues, but really anything. And what I do is I've been trained in functional medicine, so I look at functional medicine guidelines. I am a freak about data because I'm really not good at playing darts with the lights off when I cannot see the target. So I
who is good at that, right? Like, why are we pretending?
Right. Well, conventional medicine does a lot of guessing. So
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, right. So I'm not really good at the guessing. I mean, I could if I had to, because I've been doing this for so long, but I don't like to do it. It makes everybody frustrated, and I want to be as precise as possible. So I order extensive labs for everybody I work with, not just a blood draw at the beginning, where I'm seeing all four markers of their blood sugar, all nine markers of their thyroid, their inflammatory markers, their iron panel, their white blood cells, the breakdown of those, all kinds of things to see what the landscape looks like there. And then I order a stool test. And that stool test, again, gives major information, like 84 markers for pathogens, the good guys, the bad guys, worms, parasites, candida, any overgrowth. I'm looking at inflammation in the intestinal lining. I'm looking at immunity. I'm looking at digestive enzyme production, fat malabsorption, leaky gut. I'm looking for all those things, you know, how sensitive you are to gluten, things like that. And I start off with those two tests. I also test for MTHFR, that gene mutation. But I usually start people off with my detox, because in 2 weeks they're going to detoxify their liver and their blood, and they'll feel amazing. They will lose weight, but I'm not a weight loss clinic. So I always say weight loss is a side effect of wellness. I'm focusing on wellness. And so once they're finished with that 2 week protocol, a lot of times their symptoms go away. They'll lose weight, they'll feel better, they're sleeping better, their energy's better, their skin's better, whatever is improved. Or if it isn't, then that's a good information as well that tells me that, you know, it's something else is going on. And then we sit down and go through blood work and stool tests, and that helps me. There could be some more testing if needed after that. I do some genetic testing on seeing how you are with your minerals and vitamins. Are you likely to absorb them well, or do you need a little bit more through food or supplementation? How you do with exercise, how you are with weight loss, do you, you know, respond to more exercise, maybe low fat foods, whatever it is tailored to you. It's your genetics. Doesn't mean that's your destination. It just means we get some more information on how your body works, how your workouts are, how you do with caffeine, gluten, dairy, things like that. And so that's where we start. And then we eat according to our health status. So everybody gets sort of a different plan. And we put the good guys in and take the bad guys out. I work at two foundational issues, because after doing this for so many years, I realized that these are the two critical factors that either optimize our health or hinder our health. And one is systemic inflammation, because we know that is the driver of disease. And the other is gut health. So those two are the major things that I'm looking at, the foundational issues, because when those are regulated, people tend to feel great and they are preventing disease.
Yes, absolutely. I can't tell you. I feel like almost every single person, whether they are someone that has healed themselves, a doctor, a nutritionist, functional medicine doctor, everyone that comes on the show brings up the gut. Gut health is foundational and fundamental to our healing.
Correct.
That's it.
Yeah, that's it. And we don't even look at it. Like regular, you know, conventional allopathic doctors don't even do a gut test. And if a GI does it, it's usually like four markers.
Yeah. And a lot of times people go to their, you know, Western medicine doctors for a blood test and they go, well, all the results came back fine. And then you go to functional medicine. It's a completely different story,
right.
A completely different story. When my father was sick, when he had cancer, no doctor found it. He kept going to the doctor and they go, blood tests are normal. Everything's normal. You're fine. I was like, Dad, you are not fine. You are clearly sick. We did not know it was cancer, but he was not well. And no one discovered it until he was stage four. What are we doing wrong?
Yeah,
you know,
it's just so like, frustrating. Okay. And I have to think that the doctors want to be able to find it. They just don't have the tools and the insurance companies don't let them order what they need to order. It's just, it's a very broken system. And I'm grateful for functional medicine and being able to read labs.
I'm so grateful that people like you are out there doing this work because we just didn't, when I was in my situation, we didn't know that you guys existed, right?
Right.
No one talked about this. And it was years ago. This was before the era of Google and YouTube, right? When all of this was happening.
Sure.
And now there's a lot more information at our fingertips. Now there's a lot of misinformation, but still you can find out a lot more truth, I believe, with the access that we have, which is amazing. And podcasts, like podcasts is where I get all of my information.
Right? It's huge. Yeah.
So talk to me a little bit about autoimmune because it is the closest one to my heart. Could you share any success stories that might give some of our listeners some hope if they are suffering from something such as Hashimoto's or multiple sclerosis or one of many of these autoimmune conditions and give them some hope that, hey, you can feel better. This is not a death sentence and this is not a chronic situation that you may have to suffer with for the rest of your life. You can feel better.
Yes. Absolutely, you can feel better. And I have so many stories, but one that I'm currently working on with, I just started working with this woman and really interesting story. She's late 30s, three kids, very, very, very busy mom. And one of her kids has got a health issue. And so she does not ever sleep through the night. So she's got compromised sleep. And she was a very typical she was on the standard American diet and eating, you know, Cheetos and all processed foods. And she was putting a meal on the table, but it was just a carb, you know, even the vegetable was a carby vegetable. And, but tried really, you know, was a really, really good mom. And she came to see me because she suffers from chronic pain. All of her joints hurt. She was just recently diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis. I ask people what their level of pain is on a regular basis, 10 being excruciating, you can't function. She's at a 7 or an 8 every day. So In addition to that pain that is with her every day and every night, she was having all these hives and itching rashes. So I put her on my detox. I took out all the nightshades. I took out the legumes, the processed foods, the sugars, all that. And she is almost completely gone from all of her pain, joint pain. She has just a little bit, but I mean, we're maybe 5 weeks in, 6 weeks in. So it's still early and her rash is virtually gone. She's lost, I think she's lost like 18, 16 pounds, something like that in just these short weeks. And she said she's never felt better. She feels exactly like she does in high school. Like she did in high school. So she's got tremendous energy. She's got more patience, but being out of pain is tremendous. So, and we just started. I've worked with rheumatoid arthritis quite a bit. There's some pathogens in the gut that can cause rheumatoid arthritis. So again, I'm looking at all the root causes, the leaky gut, all those things. So we're working on her gut and she is just going to get better and better and better. We have been able to get rid of completely. I had a patient years ago who was a kindergarten teacher and she could not do crisscross applesauce because she could not get up. It was so much pain. She would say that she would leave her bedroom on the second floor and go downstairs to go to work and then couldn't go back upstairs until the end of the night because she was in so much pain. So if something ever happened, like she forgot something upstairs, she's like, I couldn't do it. Or she'd have somebody else go and get it for her because she couldn't walk. So we found a pathogen in her gut and we killed it. And she, I see her from time to time and she, She got into the same shorts she wore on her honeymoon when she went away for her 20th year wedding anniversary. She couldn't believe it. So, you know, but that's just a really great bonus, right? That's the silver lining. But being out of pain and being functional and being able to exercise and walk, she's so tremendously grateful. And I worked with somebody who had Tourette's syndrome and stuttered, and we were able to reverse that. And it came back when she ate off the program. But it was amazing that it was gone because she had it very regularly. I mean, I met with her and it was very visible. So it was so cool to see that reverse. And we've reversed Hashimoto's many times. So it's an awesome thing to watch people heal. And just generally, I just want to say for people with autoimmune disease, you've got a fire in your basement. You've got a raging fire. We've got the police on the way. We've got the fire department. We've got all the trucks coming with hoses, right? And, you know, when people are like, why can't I lose weight? And it's like saying somebody's on the second floor saying, hey, can you help me change the light bulb? And you're like, what? We've got a raging fire. Like, I'd be happy to change the light bulb if I don't have a fire. So what I'm saying is that when we have this fire, meaning that we are in a state of inflammation, we go to the doctor, they give us some medication, they're giving you a squirt gun. Oh, let's see if we can manage it with this. But we don't need a squirt gun. We need a full-on fire hose. We need a fire department to come and put this fire out. So I've got a protocol, my Fab Five, I call it, for autoimmune. That is a major anti-inflammatory protocol that I still take. And anybody on autoimmune is going to take those Fab Fives, and we're trying to get that fire put out so that we're not in the cytokine storm. Because if you do not get that fire out, chances are pretty high that you're going to start collecting autoimmune diseases. And I've seen it happen.
Yes.
Yeah. I've worked with people with 4 autoimmune diseases. That's usually the point where they can't function. They can't work. They can't travel. They're just chronically inflamed, and you just don't function.
Yeah, and I've seen it, you know, with my mother, and I think chronic pain is one of the worst things that I could ever imagine. And the fact that there is hope beyond painkillers, because that's the only thing that gave her any peace, was literally, you know, painkillers, but they also make her sleepy. And so she was just a shell of her former self. She certainly couldn't work for years. And that gets to your mental health, not to mention the physical health. It's like what that does to your mind and your will to live. I think that's going to create even more disease if you don't have hope that you can change this, that you can get out of this. But, you know, the conventional doctors weren't giving any hope. They were saying, yeah, this is a death sentence. These are the pills you have to take for the rest of your life just to survive and barely, you know, be out of pain.
So sad. It's very sad. And it had to have such an impact on you to watch that.
Yes. So that now this is why I interview people like you, because it's the mission of my life, not only for myself not to get autoimmune or cancer, but also to help other people realize that there's another way you can heal this. Our bodies are such beautiful healing machines. Every time you cut yourself, watch it heal. You put a band-aid on it, it's healed in a week. This is the healing power of our bodies. Our bodies want to heal, but we got to assist them because we are overloading them with toxins and things beyond in our control and beyond our control. But very often we don't know. Sometimes a health food, an avocado, to me, that's healthy, could be toxic to somebody else. You got to get those food allergies diagnosed, those food sensitivities diagnosed to start. I've had hormone issues. Like, there's so many things I never would have known had I not worked with a functional medicine doctor to bring my body back into balance. Mm-hmm. And I have to go back, you know, every few years, I got to go make sure we're doing okay. And for some people, it's every few months, wherever you are on your journey. Mm-hmm. But that's why I'm grateful for the work that you do. And thank you so much for sharing those heartwarming stories of people that have healed. Food Heals Nation, are you struggling to eat enough protein every day? I know I have been in my life. Being a vegetarian, then being a vegan, I had to be conscious that I was getting all my protein from plants and supplements. But I've got you covered. First, let's talk about EAAs, or essential amino acids. Remember when we had Angelo Keeley on the show back in December? He broke it all down for us. But essentially, EAAs are what's inside protein that builds healthy muscle, healthy hair, skin, and nails. And Keon Aminos ensure that you're getting all the EAAs from protein that your body needs. In fact, Keon Aminos actually contain more EAAs and are absorbed better, utilized easier, and is better at building muscle than protein. And I've been taking it for months now, all the way back since December. And I love knowing that I'm getting the protein I need, that my hair is growing faster, my nails are growing faster, and I know I'm keeping the muscle that I'm building. Now, here's a pro tip. Try the mango. It is my personal favorite, and even kids love it too. Why I love Keon specifically, not only because I interviewed the founder, but it's a brand that has all 9 essential amino acids, while some brands only have 8 or less. It's backed by over 20 years of research, a transparent formula, and of course, you can get a risk-free 60-day money-back guarantee at getkeon.com/foodheals. And let me tell you, I scored you an exclusive discount code. You know I did. To save 20% off, go to getkeon.com/foodheals. That's getkeon.com/foodheals. And you can get my favorite fundamental supplement for fitness, for protein, for muscle building, Keon Aminos. Again, it's all over at getkeon.com/foodheals. Food Heals Nation, are you ready to revolutionize your beauty routine? I thought so. Look no further than Yaman. This is the leading Japanese beauty brand that seamlessly blends modern technology with traditional beauty rituals. Let's talk about Makani Pure Beauty. This is the new gold standard for clean beauty. And yes, it uses flakes of gold. So imagine this. At the Gold Leaf Foundry in Japan, there were these amazing craftswomen. They would be hammering away at 24 karat gold, all while dealing with crazy heat and dryness. But here's the kicker. Their hands were soft as a baby's. So how did they do it? They dipped their hands in this natural fermented paste they use for making the paper between the gold leaf layers. And get this, constantly touching the gold didn't hurt either. So what did they do with this magical knowledge? They started making skin products, of course. And guess what? Their skin became absolutely radiant. It was this crazy accidental discovery. Fast forward to today, and Makani's skincare line was born. It's like a beauty secret passed down through generations, and now we get to experience too. And they've got an incredible makeup line. For flawless makeup that feels like airbrushing, only better, you can try their Mineral Air. Their touchless Mineral Air system, paired with their 4-in-1 foundation, gives you better looking, younger looking skin with the touch of a button. You can say goodbye to heavy, sticky layers and hello to even glowing skin in just minutes a day. And of course, their formulas are free of parabens, talc, synthetic fragrances, all that garbage. So visit Yaman USA, use the code FOODHEALS, and you'll save 20% off. Yaman is where tradition meets innovation for your most beautiful youngest self. Visit ya-manusa.com today. That's ya-manusa.com. Use the code FOODHEALS to save 20% off your order. And I want to talk about thyroid because I know you also have a thyroid class for anyone. And I've had plenty of questions come through about the thyroid, and a lot of people saying this is the cause of, oh, I can't lose weight because I have a thyroid issue. And is that true? Or is it just, as you said earlier, well, weight loss is a result of wellness. So let's get that in check and fix it. And not, you know, people get their thyroid and other organs removed to solve a problem that could be solved another way. So talk to me about thyroid issues.
Yeah. So thyroid is really complicated. It's a very complicated system. A lot of things have to happen to get to the end result. And it is so affected. I mean, it's in charge of our temperature gauge, our metabolism, a lot of like blood flow issues. A lot of systems in the body are interactive with the thyroid. So it's critically important to make sure that your thyroid is working optimally. And again, in conventional medicine, we are typically seeing one or two, maybe tops, if we're lucky, three markers that are tested. I test for all nine because I'm looking at what's free and what's bound to protein, so total and what's free. I'm looking at sex hormone interaction because a sex hormone will compete for the thyroid site. I'm also looking at stress, lots of cortisol or inflammation will affect your thyroid. So there's all these things that affect the thyroid, and it's not just about your TSH. So TSH is what's made in your pituitary. That's your thyroid stimulating hormone. And that's made in your pituitary, which is the size and shape of a pea in your brain. And that's what gets the ball rolling. And so it goes through the liver. That's why we detox and we create T4. T4 is our inactive thyroid hormone. It's inactive. It is 93% of the equation. So we need to cleave off one atom of iodine and we convert it into T3. And T3 is our active thyroid hormone. So it's only 7% of the equation. So it's really important that that conversion is taking place. When we when we're making too much TSH, usually it's because something is low. It's trying to speed up and say, I'm going to give you more. So the chances of something working is better. It's higher, right? And then, you know, but if you could have depleted T3 and you could have a really huge reverse T3 because you have all this inflammation. So you're just stealing from your storage. So from your supply. So again, in functional medicine, we look at all nine markers to see exactly what configuration you've got. If you've got, if it's a conversion issue, if it's not making enough, if it's a pituitary issue, if your pituitary is working too hard, or if it's a hormone imbalance that's affecting your thyroid, or if it's stress or cortisol or inflammation. So it's really important to look at all of those things in order to assess a thyroid. There's five reasons why we don't lose weight or why we easily gain weight. And it's dysregulation of blood sugar, thyroid, cortisol, sex hormones, and a buildup of toxins. Those are primarily the five major reasons why we don't lose weight or why we easily gain weight. And that's assuming that you are being active and eating a fairly clean diet, right? So,
right.
So if somebody's going to come to me and let's say I put them on my detox and they lose on the lower end, for women, it's usually 4 to 7 pounds they'll lose in 2 weeks. If they're losing 4 pounds, I'm going to say something is dysregulated. And that's where that blood test and that stool test is going to come in handy because it's going to give me a blueprint of where I'm going to start looking, what's dysregulated. So it's helpful to know, you know, it's not because you can't or you never will or because you don't have enough discipline. It's not that. It's you could be having cravings. Because there's an overgrowth of candida in your system, and that yeast overgrowth requires sugar for its nutrition. So it's going to make you crave sugar. So it's really, again, very important to look at what's going on in the gut and in the blood.
Yes, absolutely. Well, thank you for breaking that down for us. And if people want to take the thyroid class, I see it on your website here, risagrounutrition.com. Let me spell RISAGROUX nutrition.com. So if anyone wants to look into that, Food Heals Nation, and you have generously offered 10% off, thank you.
You're very welcome. Yeah. And that course is really, I break down everything thyroid. So you're going to learn what to eat, what not to eat, what supplements to take, what not supplements not to take, whether you have hyper or hypo, whether you're in autoimmune, Graves or Hashi's, whether you've had a thyroidectomy. It really gives you everything, all the markers. I break them down very in great detail so that you know what to order, what to look for, how to monitor it. And so everything thyroid, you'll be able to figure out.
Okay, that's amazing. And then tell me about the food frame.
Food frame is something that I created. It's my methodology because when I first started my practice, I put everybody on the same eating program. I thought, oh, this is how everybody should eat. And I realized that some people were thriving and some people weren't. And so it occurred to me that everybody should be eating according to their current health status. So I broke down in my book all the six different diet types that are most popular that I work with the most. And these are usually very, very helpful for people. And like there's the autoimmune protocol. And after you get off the autoimmune protocol, I'm recommending a low lectin or a paleo program. If you have blood sugar dysregulation, I would perhaps recommend paleo, or I might recommend keto. But if you do still have your gallbladder, if you don't have high stress levels, and if you don't have any fat malabsorption. So there, you know, we all have seen that book that comes out, and it's usually a phenomenal book. It's very well researched. It's very well written. It's by somebody very knowledgeable. And you read it, and your neighbor reads it, and your neighbor loses 42 pounds, and you lose nothing. And
right,
it's because that is what works for them, but not everybody is the same. So it's really critically important to be eating according to your current health status. And that's what Food Frame is.
I love that. And I could not agree more. You know, that is the biggest number one, I think, pet peeve of mine when a diet comes out like South Beach diet, you know, this is going to work, lose weight. And then, you know, back in the day, you probably remember this time, but like, some new fad would come out, Oprah would promote it, and everyone would be doing the same diet, whatever it was, Atkins, South Beach, so many more, I can't even remember. And now today it's vegan, gluten-free, all the things. And they all work for somebody, but they don't work for everybody. And so touting these as this is going to work for you is such a scam. And that's what I don't want people to fall for or put their hopes and dreams into and then feel like a failure when it doesn't work for them. It's an individualized, customized approach for every single person.
Exactly.
So I love that. That's
Exactly.
So thank you for the work that you do.
Of course. Yeah. No, I was just going to say that, you know, it is, I think we didn't know this, you know, in the 80s, it was, you know, just don't eat any fat. That's the devil. And then we realized.
Oh, I remember fat free. We had to stay off the aisles and everything said fat free, fat free, fat free.
Right?
Now it's like, well, what did they replace it with?
Sugar.
How much sugar?
Exactly. Yeah. So I talk about that in my book too, but that really set us back. And that was really, you know, there was just, you know, a lot of money behind that campaign that sugar is not the devil. So, you know, we just know enough now. There's been enough time, and hopefully we can unpack this for people so that they don't have to go through the craziness of eating every different which way, reading every single book, and feeling that they are perpetually failing. So that's not fun for anybody, right?
Absolutely. And I appreciate that. And I want to ask you a question. I talk to some of my listeners often on email or Instagram, and I got a question that came in and I was like, huh, I don't know the answer. So I'll give you a little backstory. So she has fibromyalgia. She's got some pain. She does minimal processed food, mostly plant-based, wondering it's hormonal, you know, all this stuff. And so of course I say, listen, I want to help you, but you have to find out, you know, from a functional medicine doctor. That's the way they'll test your blood, stool, spit, everything like that. So we got more and more into it. And she said she has worked with naturopaths because they take her insurance, and she hasn't worked with functional medicine yet because they don't. And so her question was very good, and I don't have the answer, was what is the difference between a naturopath and a functional medicine doctor? And why does her naturopathic doctor accept insurance, but her functional medicine doctor doesn't? Is that a question that you can help us with?
Sure. So I think there's a little bit of a bleed between naturopath and integrative doctors. And, you know, when you use the term integrative, at least this is how I interpret it, it's an MD typically who is looking at potential Eastern remedies as well. So it might be acupuncture, it might be herbs, it might be food, it might be supplements. But I think that's very individually defined. And then when you're looking at a naturopath, now a naturopathic doctor, an ND, has gone to medical school and they do additional training on natural remedies. So that's a doctor who's going to absolutely write a script, and they can also, they're more going to be more inclined to incorporate food and supplements as well. But again, it differs by person. And a lot of naturopaths that I know no longer take insurance. So I think that people are going towards the cash basis only, because what happens is there's a few different things that are happening, but basically I know for like my own gynecologist who I had, who delivered both my babies, he left his practice and he said he just wasn't able to keep up with all the insurance and the malpractice insurance and all the fees that were in the office and the staff and everything, because the reimbursements were getting smaller and smaller and smaller. And they dictated what you could order and what you can't order. So, mm-hmm. In addition to the fees going up, his hands were tied and he couldn't help people through their insurance. So what I'm seeing personally is that people are the good doctors, the thorough doctors don't want to have their hands tied, just like me. I don't want to have my hands tied. So I order my own labs. I go direct, so it's not expensive. But like when I used my insurance, the last time I used it was several years ago, maybe 6 or 7 years ago, because I pay so much for insurance because I'm forced to, I have to. And when I got my copay back, when I got my copay bill, my portion of it was more than if I ordered the labs on my own in my own office. So they were marking it up. I think for a $298 panel, I think I paid like $1,600 or $1,800. So you can imagine how many people are getting paid along the way. And so it's not efficient to do it that way. And then there's a whole front office headache, because if I ask you to order this lab or this marker, this panel that's not covered, then it's going to get denied. And their front office is going to spend hours calling you, calling them. And they're not going to get paid. And so they just don't want to deal with it. So they just stay within the lines of the insurance companies. So I think that most physicians, most naturopathic doctors that I know are definitely going more towards the either concierge, but more cash paid, because we have freedom. The only insurance that I do is I run the stool test through the insurance company, if they have a good insurance company. And more they're starting to deny that. So a lot of people are springing up with their own companies doing testing, because they know that eventually people are just going to have to pay cash for that. And it's a shame, because I pay a fortune for insurance every month that I don't typically use. So I pay for all my own labs. I pay for my supplements and all that. So even my natural bioidentical hormones, they don't cover.
Wow. Okay.
Unfortunately, our paradigm for that is not good. And I'm not very optimistic that that's going to get any better.
I hear you. And it feels like there's not much we can do except help people get healthy the best way we know how. And maybe one day the culture will shift, but until it does, at least here we are. So we have your website, and anyone can go to it right now. RisaGruNutrition.com. How, if someone's listening right now and they're like, I know I need to work with her, what is the best way to start working with you and get in touch to start a program?
Yeah, just get in touch with our office, either via email or via phone. And we actually answer our phone, and there's no prompts. It's a real person. And you make an appointment, and I work with people all over the country, and we can order labs and get everything going. And I work with people via Zoom, and locally I do work in my office as well. So I'm able to work with the whole country, which is awesome. And that's the best way to get in touch, Risa Green Nutrition, or call the office 949-851-3106 and make an appointment.
Perfect. Well, thank you. And then where can everyone follow you online, stalk you on Instagram, all the good?
Yeah. So same thing. It's all on Risa Guru Nutrition. Everything is Risa Guru Nutrition. My online courses there, my detox, my line of supplements that are all gluten, dairy, soy, and junk free. And everything can be found through Risa Guru Nutrition, my book, everything like that. The book is also at Barnes & Noble and Target and Amazon.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much for coming on today. I really appreciate this deep dive into the world of autoimmune and functional medicine and all the things. And thank you for the work that you're doing to help all of us get healthy.
Thank you. And thank you so much for having me on. And thank you for doing what you're doing and helping people find their root causes.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, Whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch, find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This podcast is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Side effects of this podcast may include increased health and vitality, thoughts of living longer, developing a more positive outlook on life. In rare cases, people have experienced a strong desire to actually start using their $39.99 a month gym membership. If you experience any of these symptoms, Snapchat your trainer immediately.